What the hell? That's not what I played.
I
guess you must have did some editing.
I did some editing.
Thanks
because
for the notice.
I told you I edited that down.
I want the long version.
Well, I can give you that if you'll just play it during the morning show.
No, I control what I play. You don't.
That's why I cut it down.
No, that's not how. That ain't the way we do crap around
that's
here.
That's how things
no,
are done.
No, we don't do it that way.
Where's your little tambourine?
There's your buddy. It's in the back there. I moved it because, you know, we have people working in here and things are just a mess half the time.
Well, we got the table. It looks a little better today. Not all the...
The table?
Yeah, right here.
Oh.
Oh. Woo!
Oh, man.
Boy, it was kind of weird last night. We had... The storms built up right on top of us and moved east. And east of us, they got slammed and we just got wind and a few sprinkles and... You know, Kiki was in the doghouse. I don't know where I was, and I said, oh, I hear thunder. I was at my desk. We better let the dogs in, and Kiki was already in the doghouse. She was not having
She's
that.
She's smarter than she looks.
She is. She is smarter. She's smarter than the average.
Reminder from Avon B today, farmer's market this week, but no farmer's market next week.
Oh, farmer's market this Friday.
But nothing next week.
The 26th from 9 to noon. But not July 3rd, which, you know, a lot of people go out of town for the 4th of July. We've run into the problem for next week that people are going on vacation. We're not going to have people for interviews and, you know, all that fun stuff. So we just have to decide what we want to do.
Here's the joke of the day from Avon B. Before we do that, she said it was flooding in her heart last night.
Yes, she is our. That is our news tip of the week. There was flooding in Hart last night, which we didn't know about. But
well,
we're glad
we can't
heard.
Do it all, you know. Three-inch hail around Canyon.
We can't be everywhere. Yeah, Canyon. There was a tornado in Randall County, and there was huge hail, and they got beat up with hail just a couple of years ago. Really big hail, and there are some people who are just getting that fixed, and here it comes again.
Pretty cool on this phone over here. I'm watching it change colors on the screen. It goes from like a forest to an ocean to all sorts of stuff.
Oh, it's like a screensaver
yeah.
on your computer.
That's
oh,
cool.
Nice. That is cool.
Yeah, it looks like a Caribbean island now.
Oh, really?
Here's the joke while I catch my breath. Why do milking stools only have three legs?
I don't know. Why do milking stools only have three legs?
Because the cow has the udder.
Oh, my gosh. The udder? Oh, boy, that's a good one. I don't know. What do you rate that on a scale of 1 to 10?
Yeah, it's about a 7.
7, okay. Yeah. Okay, that sounds fair.
7.5. What year did David Letterman start his show on NBC?
82.
1980.
Oh, really? Man, I was close. I was so close.
He retired and never looked back.
No, he has not. He has no need to be back in the public eye.
He looks like a mountain man.
Criticized and picked apart. He says, I'm good. I'm done.
Hopefully Pastor Ted in Hereford's calling at 8:15 because... I've planned my morning with that.
We have planned the morning around Pastor Ted calling. He did call yesterday. Unfortunately, that really wasn't the plan. But he has something to talk about.
Got
so.
A big gig coming up this weekend.
Yeah.
He's going to recap the Dad Fest last week. Big crowds, he said.
Dad Fest is always such a fun event. And I'm so glad that they do that. And it has grown so much over the last, since they started it.
So Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani are back at the old Oklahoma ranch, the 1,300-acre ranch that he has at Tishomingo, just south of Ada, Oklahoma.
Oh, Tishomingo.
They're done with their little gig in Vegas for a while.
Oh, are they?
Yep.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Gwen went from growing up in Anaheim and living in L.A. to going back to the old ranch in Oklahoma. She said, man, I like it out here. It's peaceful.
You know, I've seen some videos of her. She's got fresh flowers out
yeah.
there. And she's really kind of taken on that living out in the country thing.
They said, we could live anywhere we want in the country, but we choose the ranch in Oklahoma out in the middle of nowhere.
That's got to be great out there. I'm sure he's got a really nice setup.
No cameras, no red carpets, no stadiums, no nothing.
No paparazzi.
That's my kind of gig.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. Mm-hmm. That's why we live out in the country, to get away from all the hoopla around
all
our stardom.
All the hustle and bustle of traffic. The traffic jams. So we had a trace of rain. We had pea-sized hail for a couple seconds. That was about it.
Yes. Yes. Every now and then we'd hear this little clink on the glass, and I'd say, oh, that sounds like hail. Oh, yeah, there's another piece. Oh, there's...
It was windier than crap, though.
Oh, it was. Man. Oh, my goodness.
Well, Texas Tech quarterback Brendan Sorsby is still in the news, you know.
Well, you know, I really thought that was interesting when they did that. The NFL has decided to not have the supplemental draft in the summer this year. And they also said that he wasn't invited. If they were going to have it, he wasn't invited.
They haven't had one of those since 2023, I read.
Oh, really?
Yep, they have a choice whether they do it or not.
Oh.
So they're kind of like, eh, maybe we'll, maybe we won't.
Hmm. Okay.
So I don't know what's going on.
I don't know either. But now he has to wait until 2027 when they have the next draft.
He's going to find another college team, I bet.
There isn't a college team that'll take him. I can promise
I
you that.
I bet Iowa State will.
Unless it's a Division II school. I don't know.
Wayland Baptist. He could be the starter at Wayland Baptist.
He could. I'm sure he could start there. That would be a good fit for him, probably.
Guess what's coming up June 26th?
Two days
from now.
On Friday? What's coming up on Friday? I don't know. What's coming up?
Miranda Lambert releases a new song.
Oh, really? What song is it?
Till the Going's Gone.
Oh, really? Till the Going's Gone.
Yeah. Little twang there.
She's such a good writer. She has written so many great songs.
We need to have her call in at 647-4161.
647-4161.
She's
that's
tuning
studio
in
line.
On the old, what's that thing called? Old Starlink. We got so much crap in here, I can't keep up with what's what.
We've got all kinds of stuff here.
We got Starlink, we got
this and
that. You know,
I was thinking about the emails we keep getting about our internet.
Oh, no.
And I thought, you know, we have been so patient and understanding with them trying to get this hooked up so that we can have it. And they send us these hateful emails.
Well, Starlink doesn't, but the other company does.
No, that's the other company.
Starlink is cool.
Yes. Starlink is so...
They answer the dang phone when you call them.
So easy to deal with.
This other company, I don't know.
Anything, any question I have, they are there to answer it. And they have been an amazing company to work with. We haven't experienced customer service like that in...
Yes.
I don't know, 20 years. Or the 11 years we've been here.
Six things classy people never post online.
Oh, classy? Well, that would be everything. They never post anything online.
Number one, private family problems like, oh, my refrigerator's broke.
Oh, like
my
that?
My pickup's broke.
Like
you know.
Well, that's that not really BS. Private, but you know.
Number two, every luxury purchase they make.
Oh, like people, that's
cars
bragging.
Cars and clothes.
No,
and
yeah, no bragging, thank you very much.
Number three, arguments and drama.
Oh, you mean when you have an argument, you can't post that on social media? My husband's being such a you-know-what.
I've never seen that on there before. Huh? Bing, bang, bang, bong. Number four, fake Number four. Lifestyles.
Oh, pretending to be something you're not. Well, that happens all the time.
G-wagon you got over there?
I ain't got no G-wagon. I don't know about you.
Number five, constant complaints.
Oh. Well, we know somebody who does that.
Oh, man.
Who does a lot of that.
That wears me out.
Oh, my gosh.
Number six, personal secrets.
Well, it's not a secret if you put it on social media.
I don't know. I didn't write this stuff. I just read it.
Okay.
So I agree with those.
Well, you know, I've just, over the years, I've just kind of learned I don't want to put anything on there. I put stuff for the radio station on there because it's our Facebook page and we need to have, you know, stuff on there. We need to keep it fresh. But on my personal page, I just really don't put a whole lot on there. If there's anything on there shared, it's usually by you.
Well, I didn't do that for a long time. Kind of forgot about it. Now I'm starting to do it again.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, been a little busy, boy. Hey, there was a 3-inch diameter hailstone right by Wildereda, Texas yesterday.
3 inches.
Yep. Wildereda.
3-inch diameter hail.
That's like, what, a softball?
Wow. I don't know. No, that's probably baseball, right?
Baseball.
Maybe a little bigger. Baseball.
Baseball,
man. Good to me.
I wonder who's shutting off the radio saying, oh, this is ridiculous.
I don't want to listen to this anymore.
These people need to shut up.
What is wrong with these? No. As soon as they think they want to do that, they turn it right. They just take their hand right off that knob and keep it on. They want to know.
The slow-moving tornado supercell was just west of Amarillo yesterday.
Now, we did see some videos online of the supercell that had the tornado in it. And, man, that was a scary-looking cloud. Holy cow.
74-mile-an-hour wind gusts at the Goodnight Messinet site at 5:40 last night blew over a semi on the old interstate.
Oh, it did?
Yep.
Ooh.
Yep, it did.
That's not good. That's not good. You don't want that semi blown over.
I bet the winds were gusting over 100 out here.
Oh, man.
It was windy.
It really was really, really windy.
Some fog has popped up over the panhandle because of the moisture up there around Canyon and Amarillo, was said this morning.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay.
So be careful of that.
Be weather aware.
Let's see. We got 12 more minutes before the phone's going to ring. I'm paranoid now.
Well, you got a call on your cell phone yesterday, and I got one too.
47 times.
Well, it did ring quite a bit, which meant that it was important. And I felt bad, but it's hard to talk on the phone when you're
We're
talking
on the
air.
Radio. We can't
you're on the radio. You can't talk on the air. It just doesn't work that way.
Let's see. 7 things you should never do in front of other people.
Okay. Oh, this should be good. I can't wait to hear this list.
Let's beat up some stuff over
7
there.
Things you should never do in front of other people. Okay.
Oops, my phone started acting weird when I did that.
Well, don't do that anymore.
Number one.
Mm-hmm.
Never complain about your life to anybody.
Okay.
Not everyone wants the best for you because they don't really like you.
Well, now that's the truth.
I don't really like that person anyway. You know, what the hell?
I never did like you anyway.
Number two, never argue with loved ones in public.
No, keep that for the house.
3, never constantly brag about your kids.
Oh boy.
You know some people that do that.
I do. I know some people.
Now, we've never had that problem personally. Nobody bragged about me. Nobody bragged about you.
No. I mean, I don't know if my dad ever bragged about
me. I got bashed all the time, but I never bragged.
I know, you know, when I was at Tech and, you know, when you make the president's list and the dean's list, they used to send you these little cards in the mail saying, now, congratulations. It was like a tiny little diploma. You know, president's list and what semester it was and dean's list. And so I just sent them in the mail to my dad. Well, he apparently had put them up all over his little cubicle at work. He had them. And then when I graduated, he took a copy of my diploma and put that up on the wall of his cubicle. So I guess that was bragging. I don't know that he went around and talked about
a roundabout way.
Yeah, in a roundabout way, which made me feel good that he was that excited
for
me.
On the farm, they got confused between bragging and bashing. Get over there, you dumb kid. Fix that crap. Don't you know nothing?
What, actually,
You're so
no.
Stupid.
I don't know nothing.
That's all we heard about.
Yeah, my dad never told me I was stupid. He never said that to me.
Use
so.
Your head besides a hat rack. I heard
Use
that like
your
500
head for something
times.
Besides
I don't even know
a
what
hat
that
rack.
Means.
Yeah.
What's that mean?
Yeah. Well, you see that hat sitting on your head? It's kind of like the hooks
no
on the wall.
Number 4, put... never put yourself beneath others.
No, never bring yourself down for someone else. That's not okay.
Here's number 5. This is me. Number 5 is me.
Oh, it's you. All right.
Never count your money or show off your wealth.
Or show...
Well, I ain't got no money, ain't got no wealth, so ain't nothing to be doing.
In my previous life, I met someone.
Before the Toadmeister.
I met someone who was a family member, a distant family member, who literally carried, wore like dress shirts all the time, you know, button up shirts, and carried a wad of money in their shirt pocket. So everyone knew there was, that was the strangest thing I'd ever seen.
I've never done that.
No.
I pulled a buck out yesterday out of my pocket.
When we went to the coffee shop yesterday, I said, "Are you paying for this? I ain't got no money. I got a dollar left. All I got is a dollar. I gave you all the money." That's okay.
Poor man's job, I guess I'm paying today, huh? Number six.
Number six.
Never speak badly about other people behind their back.
Never. No, don't do that. No. Well, you know, when someone is your quote-unquote friend and they're talking trash about other people, remember, they'll be doing that about you. They'll be talking about you when
Even
you're not
more.
There either. So remember that's how that goes.
Number seven. I have a fault with number seven. I do this too much.
Oh, you do?
Never trust a stranger too soon.
I'm too trusting, then
I get burned.
You are trusting.
Avon B says, "You never have any money." No, I don't.
You never?
I don't want any money.
You don't ever have
That's
any
That's why I'm here.
Money. You're always giving
me the
money.
The better. Who wants money anyway? Just causes more problems. What's this deal about Chaz bringing eggs?
Chaz, the engineer. Chaz is the engineer that we've been working with, and he is a hoot. He is so
that
much
man
fun.
Is funny.
And he sent us a message. Now Chaz is a night owl.
Oh yeah.
In addition to being an
We're
engineer,
not.
He is a night owl. He'll send us text messages at 2 a.m. and I'll wake up and I'm like, "What is Chaz? What are you doing?" So at midnight he sends us a message. "Do you guys like fresh eggs? Not that stuff you buy in the grocery store." And I said, "Yes." So he might be bringing us some eggs today. Maybe he has chickens. I don't know.
I don't want to see a picture of that. Lake Mead out there in Vegas.
Yes. Is it super low again? Is it really?
Lowest level since 1930.
Oh, my goodness. Really?
Yep.
Wow.
It's only 29% full.
29%. We were there in 2016, and it was pretty low then. I can't believe it's lower than that.
It supplies water to 40 million people.
That's a lot of people to be at 29%.
Well, they suck. I mean, Las Vegas sucks that water out like nothing.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Could be dry by next spring if it doesn't rain or snow out
could
there.
Could be completely dry. Well, and, you know, they're saying the El Nino is here, and it could be a super El Nino like we had in 2017 and 2015, and we'll see. We'll see what happens. I mean, we've gotten some rain here after a long, long dry spell for us, so who knows? Who knows what's going to come?
It supplies water to 7 states.
7. Wow.
It's so dang hot in Las Vegas. They use a zillion gallons an hour.
And then those stupid people who've never lived outside of the city think that the farmers are taking all the water. And, oh, well, you can't have that water. We need that. Well,
what they do doesn't amount to nothing.
Exactly.
Compared to what those people
do. Not compared to what people consume.
Now, since Max left Vegas and moved to, I don't know where it is, Canyon City or somewhere.
Not Canyon City. Carson.
Carson City.
Carson City. That's Colorado.
Hell, I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. I think you need a little more sleep.
WBZ, hello, 10:30 a.m. in Boston, Massachusetts today.
Ooh, WBZ.
BZ, WBZ.
BZ in Boston. All right.
10:30 kilosickles.
Oh, kilosickles. All right.
So a Texas doctor was charged with $89 million in fraud.
Yes, they have this big Medicare fraud thing that they have. Yeah. How many people are involved in that? Like,
455 people.
Yes, that's a lot of people.
Part of a 2-week healthcare fraud crackdown that involved more than $6.5 billion in false claims.
$6.5 billion. I remember when I lived in Plainview, there was a couple who ran a health clinic there, and they had just finished building this amazing home with a big theater in it and everything, and they got in trouble for that, for filing false claims.
They got put in the old DeHale County Jail.
And I believe she's the one who ended up going, yeah.
He said, I didn't do it, she did.
She's the one who, she does all the paperwork. I don't know nothing about that. I'm just over here seeing patients. I don't know nothing.
False claims, $6.5 billion in false claims submitted to insurers.
And that's billion.
Billion.
Billion dollars. It's a billion-dollar industry.
No wonder things are so messed up.
Well, things are messed up because somebody gave the insurance companies too much power. And we all know who that is.
80 years of wedded bliss to Kermit and Betty Eastman.
Kermit?
Yep.
All right. And Betty, congratulations.
Oh, 3 minutes early, dude.
That's okay. That's okay. Just put me on hold.
So they were married 80 years. They're both 99 years old.
Oh, my goodness. Really? They got married at 19.
Yeah, and they're still hanging out.
Wow. Well, congratulations to them.
I heard that they go out and go bowling, I heard.
They party like it's 1999 every night, right?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Kermit and Betty Eastman married 80 years. This is from News Channel 11 and Abner Rusty down there in Lubbock, KCBD.
Mm-hmm.
He said, the key to the success of my marriage with Betty is?
Yes, dear.
What Betty wants, Betty gets.
That's right. If Betty,
Betty
wants
don't
it,
get it, then Betty ain't fun.
He's going to make sure she gets it.
And Betty is going to be bad if she don't get what she wants.
Betty's being bad.
Who's saying that?
Sawyer Brown. Betty's been bad. Yep.
I think he wrote that song for Betty Eastman.
He might have.
Betty's been bad.
We'll have to get a hold of them and find out what the thought was behind that song.
Roads were flooded on Hollis, Oklahoma last night, Highway 62.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hollis, Oklahoma. Oh, yeah. My goodness. And Hart, Texas.
And Hart, and I don't know where. Avon B. already read that. She's bugging me. All right, we got to talk to Pastor, almost said Ed, Pastor Ted this morning. How's it going?
Yes, sir. Hey, I'm great. I'm doing great. Thank you so much, Tom. I just wanted to let everyone know about the exciting thing happening this Sunday. As we start the week celebrating our 250th anniversary as a country, we, as the Hereford Minister Alliance, wanted to do a celebration of religious freedom. So on Sunday, we're having a combined service. Many of our churches are canceling their service. We're coming at 10 o'clock to Dameron Park, and we've got a great lineup that is going to celebrate our country, but most of all, emphasizing religious freedom. If there's no religious freedom, there is no freedom. And America was really the first country to give people the right to worship however they felt. And we just praise God for that. Our founding fathers paid a great price to give us our liberties and the right to worship. And so we've got this great celebration. We're having people just bring their chair. We have some chairs, but we are asking people to bring their chairs if they can and come up there. We'll be starting serving donuts at 9 o'clock. We'll have donuts and coffee, and we've got a lot of things. We've got a time capsule. We're gathering items that, are unique to this time. It'll be opened in 50 years. And so it's going to be placed in the courthouse lawn, and we're going to have some things like a Penny's. Penny's have just been discontinued. A COVID test, just some things to represent this time period, and then we're going to have free Bibles and literature that we're giving away. But then our community choir is going to be singing for us. And then we've got Pastor Mitch and Gina Fernandez from Dimmitt that are going to be leading our worship for everybody. And then our mayor is making a proclamation over the city and then making this officially the 250th celebration of Religious Freedom Day in Hereford. And then we will have all of our city workers and county workers, we're going to be praying over all of our workers. And we have a guest appearance by Patrick Henry. He's going to do a short little drama, and that's kind of interesting. Patrick Henry had heard about three Baptist preachers who were in jail for preaching the gospel. And this was prior to the revolution, and they were put in there by the British crown. And he went and argued their defense, and they were released, and the issue was settled that there was going to be freedom of religion. And so we're going to have we have a little dramatization. Then our special guest speaker is going to be Dr. Lee Young. Lee was raised here in Hereford, and he, as a teenager, he was part of the hostile herd. And he, in 1988, his dad was a football coach, and his mom taught at the Nazarene Christian Academy in music. But Lee went on and has been a pastor now for a number of years. He has a doctorate. He has written three books, and he pastors a good church in San Antonio. It actually operates in five locations. They do satellite thing. And so anyway, Lee's a very delightful speaker, and he's going to address us about the importance of our cherishing our freedoms that we have. And after that, we've all got free hamburgers. So it's going to be a good time in the park. We just encourage anybody that wants to come out. They're all welcome to join us at Dameron Park Sunday, June 28th, 10 o'clock, and we will start the service.
All right, have a good crowd there Sunday. Thanks for calling in, Pastor Ted, and let's do this again. That's kind of fun.
Okay, I appreciate it. God bless.
The Oldham County Stocker Cattle Conference is coming up on July 14th in Vega at the Texas AgriLife Extension office. The conference starts at 9 a.m., and you can pay at the door for a fee of $75. Call the office at 806-639-2180. It's a great opportunity to network with beef producers and enjoy the day-long event. We hope to see you July 14th in Vega. Call 806-639-2180. It's the Oldham County Stocker Cattle Conference. See you on Tuesday, July 14th in Vega.
Thanks to Pastor Ted for calling in from Hereford. We got a lot of listeners up in Hereford for some reason.
We do have a lot of listeners.
I don't even understand that.
Don't know anything about that. But
Hereford Steve hadn't called in or texted in, like, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks.
Well, he might be on vacay. You never know.
So we kind of left off with Betty and Kermit.
Betty being bad. Yep.
80 years married. That's pretty cool.
That is really cool.
So congratulations to those country folks. New Mexico Department of Health has announced mosquitoes infected with West Nile virus have been reported in Bernalillo County, which is Albuquerque.
Yes, that is Albuquerque. Really, West Nile virus is back.
So be careful out there. We haven't seen no mosquitoes here.
You know, even last year when we had all that rain and the lake over here was filling up, we never saw mosquitoes over here. I don't know.
Well, ABC News and David Muir reported yesterday.
Oh, what are they talking about now?
If you're going to be at Huntington Beach State Park in South Carolina, be careful when you get into the water, the beach, because there's a varmint there.
What the heck is that?
Alligator.
Oh, an alligator.
Cruising the beach.
A beach goer captured footage of an alligator taking a dip at Huntington Beach State Park in South Carolina. Well, it is an open beach. It's public beach. Even the alligators get to go there.
How would you like to
That's funny.
Get in the water and see that?
That is not something I've ever seen at the beach.
Really?
No, we didn't have alligators at the beach where I grew up.
Huh.
But, you know, there's first time for everything.
I-40, just before you get to Klein's Corner yesterday, was shut down.
Oh, it was?
Multiple grass fires near that area on Highway 285.
Wow.
Look at that. That's a big grass fire.
Oh, my gosh.
There was stuff on sale at Klein's Corner, they said. They had a fire sale.
Having a fire sale during the fire.
Everything's free. Come by Klein's Corner and
take it before
check it out.
It burns.
We used to go by there a long time ago.
We used to stop there quite a bit. We have been
kind
there.
Kind of a weird place.
It is strange. There's always different people in there. Never the same people.
So Buffalo Bills legend quarterback Jim Kelly's in the news.
What's going on with old Jim?
Revealed he suffered a stroke last month.
Uh-oh. He has had more health problems.
He's a four-time cancer survivor.
Yes. And he's missing part of his tongue. He's been through a lot. Now he's had a stroke.
You said I spent a few days in the hospital, feeling pretty good. My eyesight's not that good. My hearing still sucks, but that's part of life, he said.
Well, that's just all the things that happen as you get old. Now, how old is he?
I'm not sure. I bet he's 70. That's my guess.
70.
I don't know.
See.
It doesn't say on here how old he is, but
Jim
I bet that's
Kelly.
Close.
Let me see.
Maybe 68.
Well, isn't he around the same age as John Elway?
Well, then he's 65 then.
Jim Kelly is...
James Kelly.
66.
66.
So close, very, very close, yes.
Hell, I feel pretty good.
You
have all those problems. A bad report from Fox 21 News.
And John Elway turns 66 on Sunday.
Yep, he'll be 66.
Yep.
After a moose attacked a hiker and their dogs on the Lovell Gulch Trail near Woodland Park yesterday, the officials from the Wildlife Department said, "Be careful hiking because now mooses are mad."
Oh, even the moose are
mad. The bears
mad.
Were mad. Now the mooses are mad.
Now it's the moose
mad.
And the bears.
That's in Teller County, Colorado.
Wow. Colorado.
So if you don't get ate by the bear, you might get run over by the moose, or you might get bit by the wolf.
Just when you thought you escaped the bear, well, here comes the moose. And if the moose doesn't get you, then the mountain lions come in.
Oh
next.
Yeah, I forgot about the mountain lions.
Yeah,
that's four things.
You got a lot to watch out for up there.
Things men slowly learn as they get older.
Oh, men learn things?
No, I didn't say they learn any things.
Slowly learn.
Slowly learn. That doesn't mean
slowly
they actually learned
never.
Anything.
Slowly means never. Because you don't learn things slowly. You learn them or you don't. It's one or the other.
Number one.
Oh,
shout out to the appraisal district. We haven't talked to them lately.
No. Hey, shout out. Yes. We hope you're enjoying the show today.
No woman loves you for who you are. They love you for what you can do for them.
Oh, really?
Like,
okay.
Give me a tea. Give me a beer.
Give me
vacuum the rug. Clean the windows. Fill up the car.
Oh, my gosh.
And the list goes on.
The list goes on and on and
Number
on.
Two.
Okay.
Discipline beats motivation single time without exception.
Discipline
beats motivation.
Motivation. Okay.
Number three. No one's coming to save your sorry. I can't read that.
You're sorry you know what. You are a sorry you know what.
You sorry special bear.
No one's coming to save you, sorry you know what, because you are a sorry you know what.
Silence is always better than arguing with somebody.
Silence!
Number five, this is kind of funny.
Oh, it is.
Nobody cares until you're rich or dead. That's just the truth of life.
Well, that is the truth, isn't it?
Money solves most problems. Anyone who says otherwise hasn't had enough of it. That's what it says. I don't know. I just read this crap.
That's a good one. I like that.
Number 7, respect is earned, never asked for.
Oh, that's a good one. I do like that
number
one.
Number 8 is what we did on the farm all the time in central Iowa.
Yes.
That old man from up north. Well, I'm not that old, dude. What's that? What am I saying? What was it? Where was that?
I don't know.
Oh, number 8. You can do everything right and still lose. Accept it.
Yes. Yes. You
get
can
out there
do
and scoop that hog house.
Everything right.
Better be done so I can sit down and eat with it with a fork. That's what I heard. It has to be clean enough to sit down and eat dinner.
I never had to clean poop for animals, so I don't know anything about that.
I better
that
be able to
stuff
sit down on there on my butt with a fork and a plate of food and be spotless.
Well, okay.
No woman is ever truly yours. They're just hanging out for now. That's what it says.
You have to treasure them.
If the whiff comes home,
if
it's
she
a good
doesn't
day
feel treasured, then. Then she's not going
to
stay that long.
I left you a note in that chair that says this is the queen's chair.
Yeah, you put a note on the chair in the lobby that says the queen's chair.
Don't touch. Do not sit there.
That was funny.
Number 10.
Number 10.
Your colleagues are not your friends. Never forget that at work. They're going to stab you in the back in 2 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
We've had people. I've worked at places where I'm like, with a big cat and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, listen, dude, I'm going to spit. I've stepped on people bigger than you.
You always have to have, that eye open in the back of your head, because there's always somebody who's after you. That's how it goes.
Number 11. This is one you can relate to.
Oh, I can? Okay.
Yeah. Your father is the only man who generally wants you to do better than he did in life.
Well, that's the truth.
See?
That is the truth. I agree with that wholeheartedly. Yep.
Yeah, how's it going down there at the old radio station anyway? I don't know.
How
we
is it going down
bill,
there at the
so
radio?
Pretty good, I guess.
We paid the electric bill this month, so things are looking up.
You know, it's one less headache. Got to have electricity to do this gig.
Well, it is difficult to have a radio station without electricity, isn't it?
Here's the joke of the day from myself.
Oh, okay.
Due to inflation, you can now eat food that has been on the floor for up to 7.3 seconds.
Kiss it up to God.
Because
then,
of the tariffs
yes
and inflation. With tariffs involved, 7.5.
Oh, just spread your blessings all over it and then it'll be fine.
Hello to Jay McCoy today.
Hey, Jay.
He lives 5 miles west of Canyon. He had some baseball-sized hail at the old Bushland Road in 1062.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Ooh, that's crazy.
About 7 o'clock last night.
That is tough stuff.
Yep.
That destroys everything.
The sky looked pretty weird.
You know, we were starting, it was weird because here it was raining in the backyard, but there was no rain in the front yard. The dogs come in and they're wet, but it's not raining up here, but it's raining in the back. And then it finally did sprinkle a little on the parking lot. you just never know. You just never know.
9 habits of happy couples.
Oh. Do we have any of these?
Yeah, I left you the list this morning. Did
you
read it?
Oh, that's the same list.
They go to bed often at the same time. That's number 1.
Well, we only go to bed at the same time. That's all we've ever done.
Yep. We'll just read a couple because it's already getting late.
It is. It's almost 8:30.
Number 2, they build shared interests and experiences together.
Oh, we have so many interests in common.
You're my life partner.
I know he's the one
what do they say
for
that
me.
Stuff? Huh? What is that they say?
What is it?
When they say like happy anniversary, like I love doing life with you.
Oh, yes. You're my
person. Well, sometimes I don't.
Sometimes
I don't like doing that.
Sometimes I don't like you, but I still love you. How's that?
They choose trust and practice forgiveness.
Oh, I like that one. Choosing trust and practicing forgiveness.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
They wish each other a good morning or a good day.
Always have a good morning and a good day.
So there you go. Gary Lambert says hi.
Oh, hey, Gary. How's it
He's
going?
He's over at Widharl.
Oh.
He had some golf ball says hail around there, 3 miles west of Widharl last night.
Oh, really? Widharl? Wow.
Jeez. Hailing everywhere.
Mm.
I don't know why the TAB keeps sending these stupid things. Goodbye.
Because we're members.
We're not going to do that no more. I hate that stuff. I'm not giving them money for stupid emails.
It's not that much money.
It's still a pain.
The telephone from the company that we're still paying for their crappy service is more than that. That's more in
but
one month than that is for
the
whole
us.
Year. Well.
Or email us.
Or email us.
Or any of that crap.
Well, no, they just take money out of our accounts.
Oh, well, that's okay.
Know, and I don't like that.
You know what a friend of mine at the bank who doesn't work there anymore used to tell me?
Uh-huh.
I don't have any automatic withdrawals. I write checks because I don't want people taking my money out because if they do that, you're screwed. You can't get it back.
You know, when Sarah had to take on some responsibilities for someone in her family that was in the hospital, and they were only writing checks. Well, they were not in the right state of mind and didn't even write any checks. So the electricity was going to get turned off, the water was going to be turned. Yeah, all that stuff because they hadn't paid. Yeah, hadn't paid anything. So she had to go and set up an online, account to get all that paid. Uh-huh. Because she wasn't going to drive to the office. She can't go to the office and pay anymore like you used to, remember? People used to go down. Now the city you probably can, but you can't go to Xcel Energy and I need to pay my bill. They don't do that anymore. Now, maybe at the co-ops you can. I'm sure you can there, but...
I'm going to call Vernon Triad.
Oh, Vernon Triad.
With Morgan County REA.
Oh, and see
they
if
still
you can
owe
get
me
your,
money from my co-op money up
me
there.
That for 13 years.
I'm calling Morgan County REA today.
You didn't talk about... Lewis asked you about the Bible study, and you didn't even talk about it today. Yes, when
Bible
you were...
Bible study?
Yeah, the Bible... No, not Bible study. Vacation Bible school.
We'll do that tomorrow.
That's what you said
it's
yesterday.
It's 8:33.
Okay, we gotta
I've had
go.
Too many distractions.
Thanks for tuning in to KDHN, 1470 AM, 102.7 FM, the Agriplex Report, Todd and Nancy in the morning. All the best stuff going on right here on KDHN. We have market reports at the top of every hour, starting at 9 o'clock all the way to 2, and then we have the closing markets at 3:30. Thanks for tuning in to the best station in the Panhandle with all the best ag news, markets, country music, everything right here, KDHN. Keep it locked in. It's the best station. You know it. We know it. We'll be back in the morning.